Hey, is this thing on? Oh, it is? Word. You are now listening to Lecture Hall, brought to you by StudentUnionSports.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing.
Infiltrate the dealers, find the supply.
We get to be brothers?
Infiltrate the dealers, find the supply.
I am a peacock! You gotta let me fly!
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your pants again?
That was like 8 years ago, asshole.
Now you're all in big trouble.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Lecture Hall, brought to you by Student Union Sports. Boys, it's Big Hopper. It is Shooter.
A Shooter?
Hit me with the syllabus.
What's up, guys? Class is in session. Fairly busy week of college football this past week. My Boilermakers lost their fourth straight game. Iowa State, are they going to win the Big 12? Are they going to win the Big 12? They demolished the best defense in the conference. They hung 46 on them. Brock Semper, what was it? Purdy? Was that what it was?
Purdy Semper,
that's what it was. Purdy Semper going to ride the wave into January and Brocktober. Don't really go together. Northwestern won the Big Ten West. Who would have saw that one coming?
Janu Purdy.
Texas A&M beat Auburn to keep their playoff hopes alive. They're on life support, but they're still alive. We got the SEC championship game is set between Florida and Alabama, if that wasn't set weeks ago. And then impromptu scheduling, Coastal Carolina and BYU. BYU traveled to the Teal Turf to play the Shonts and barely lost. Almost scored the go-ahead touchdown as time expired. Got stopped just short. But you love to see G5 schools taking the chance and scheduling another undefeated, tough G5 school on the road with only like 4 days to prepare for it. So shout out BYU.
I love the idea of G5 schools once it gets after like once you have like 8 games played, just doing like a King of the Hill round robin of who's left of undefeateds. I heard that idea floated today. Don't hate it. That's for sure.
I don't hate that either. Cause imagine if we could have Cincinnati play Coastal now.
Absolutely,
man. If we could have got on this months ago, we could have gotten Marshall, Coastal, Liberty, BYU,
Liberty.
We could have gotten so many G5 schools in on this. Someone, I don't know. I might have an article coming on this one. I like this idea.
I like when your brain's thinking. I can smell those gears turning all the way from here. But yeah, it was a big week of college football. It was a lot of good games. That BYU Coastal was just. It was just good football is honestly what it was. Super underrated. And I know that there were people that were like, I don't get it from this game. Like, what's the hype? But I mean, if you're in doubt into college football at all, you understand like kind of what it means for power or non-power five people to be playing and show off the talent that they do have, especially when you have like a team defense like Coastal. And then you have guys like Zach Wilson who are making a very fair Heisman case this year.
Oh yeah, and like G5 players and G5 teams in the playoff system, they're just never going to get any kind of credit. Like realistically, you think every season, like, oh, if my team win, if we go undefeated, had the best year ever, which isn't out of the realm in college football. It happens fairly regularly. You just think like, oh, we'll be in the playoff, and it's just not the case. Like if Ohio State goes 11-1 and Purdue went 12-0 and lost in the Big Ten championship game to him, Purdue would have no chance to get in over Ohio State or something crazy like that. And like Cincinnati is about to run the table, assuming they're going to run the table, and they have no chance to get in unless some crazy stuff happens. And it's a broken system. We thought the playoff would be better than the BCS. Clearly, we need to go back to the drawing board with it.
Yeah, I think 8 teams is now the answer. But that's obviously tough. And that's a whole debate for another time, but absolutely. I think going back to the drawing board. Yeah, we could debate it another time. I don't think four teams is the answer. You may as well make it eight. And then obviously from there, it's probably just going to grow anyways.
Oh, yeah. Eventually we're going to have 64 teams and play like a 3-game regular season.
And there's going to be like three conferences.
Yeah, three conferences.
Three conferences of what? Like 30 teams? Yeah.
Yeah, and you only play 12 games.
Yeah, and then there's a 64-team tournament where you can play up to, like, 20 games in a season.
Yeah, just year-round football. I mean, that's what we all want.
Yeah, let's never think about a kid's money-making potential in the NFL. Let's 30 games, we got to figure it out by the end of that one.
30 games, we play every day of the week, a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night football.
Every day that ends in Y and twice in, on Sunday, we just do half-length quarters on Sunday.
All right, Hoppa, enough jokes. You know what's not a joke? It's our friends over at Gibbs Grooming. Hoppa, why don't you tell them about the absolutely real deal that they can get only through Lecture Hall?
Yeah, only through Lecture Hall can you get a deal as real as physically, like, that you're capable to have. With using the code HALL15, HALL15, HALL15 at GibbsGrooming.com, GIBSGROOMING, GibbsGrooming.com. You can use the code HALL15 to get 50% off. Look, I don't know if you noticed this, but I'm looking pretty good. We got a little stash rocking. We got the beard rocking. It's getting a little long. It's getting to cold weather season. It's not like fall anymore. It's like actual winter. And so we're lengthening it out. We got a little cut on top of the head here. Got the haircut, came back home. You know what I did right away? Jumped in the shower, grabbed a little bit of that 3-in-1 beard hair and body wash, threw in a little biofuel conditioner, washed up with the Washbuckler soap bar, hopped out, threw a little bit of that Colorado Kid beard oil on. Smelled great, looking great, most importantly, feeling great. That's how good you'll feel when you use the code HALL15 to get 15% off your order. It's the holiday season. Get some for anybody who needs it, whatever. They got great merch, great looking stuff. Whatever you need, HALL15, HALL15 at GibbsGrooming.com. It's a very real deal to get 15% off.
Yep. And now we're going to throw it to the first ever Lecture Hall mock draft. It'll be explained in a second.
All right, we are here now on Lecture Hall. I have Shooter with me. I have Bossman Liam. I have Patty Takes Egg. And we have Luke Myers, a.k.a. Big Takes, the biggest Iowa fan you may ever know. We have a little bit going on this week, but this is something a little bit new. We have all our student union friends with us from the top brass in Liam to all of us, our editor-in-chief as well, and then us lowly content makers as well. Guys, I'm so glad to have everybody on. We're doing something a little bit different this week. We are doing the top. What did I call it earlier, Shooter? I called it Heaven Dinner Table. Yeah. So we are going to be drafting in a snake draft. I will be the first to go through. I have the first pick.
Why are you the first pick?
Yeah. How did that happen?
I have something to confess. And I didn't know if I should say it, but we may as well get it out in the open now. I went to random.org to randomize the names, and you have to put them in a list view. And when I listed them, the only ones that switched were Liam and Big Tix.
What is this? We're just going out of drink order?
Stupid.
We just went with it?
I was like, I could do this again, but I also am not going to do it.
Okay, hey, that's the game.
Man of integrity right here, folks.
Absolutely. So I figured I better get it out in the open now before I absolutely – this is hopefully going to be voted on. Harrison, our content guy, is going to be all over that. We'll have it voted on some way on Twitter or some other fashion. Maybe a mix of Instagram and Twitter voting. Who knows?
Don't get ahead of yourself, Hoppa.
Weighted percentages, who knows? All right, I won't. But there are a couple premises to this. The people you are picking have to be dead, hence the Heaven Dinner Table. They're going to be one athlete, a historical figure, one celebrity, and another random. Now, we did talk about, I think that random that we're going to throw in is allowed to be a fictional character, but that I think I'm going to redact what I said earlier. The fictional character just has to be dead, not essentially the actor. How do we feel about that?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
I do have a question. So do these people have to be in heaven?
No.
No.
Or just dead? No, just dead.
Just dead.
That's a good one. Then we get into a whole judgment of who's gone to heaven and who hasn't.
Also, yeah, who the fuck are you in?
There's only one
person. I'm looking to play God tonight.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to play God tonight. That's not going to go well.
Dude, I got a few, here, man. I just want to know. I just want to have a talk.
I'm pretty sure it's the – I'm certain that it's the first – I almost said First Amendment. First Commandment. That there's only one God. And I swear to him that it is not Bryce Hopwood.
We're not going to get holy, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Whoa, not in vain.
Easy.
We may be five very vain people, but let's not take his in vain, all right, there? Oh, man. There's no way this is going to go well for any of us. But as I said, I do have the first pick. And should we get this thing started?
Yeah, go on with it.
With the first pick in the heavenly draft.
I will select first my athlete. Jackie Robinson.
It's a good pick.
That's a value pick right there.
That's a crowd pleaser.
It's a value pick. Would you like to give some reasoning behind your pick, or would you
any analysis there?
Yeah, geez.
Is it just assume the obvious?
Or? I don't know what that means, the reasoning behind the pick is pretty clear. Once we decided that these were going to be voted on, you have to pick somebody that you know is going to get people going. What better than the person that brought together just about all of America in the 1940s besides those fighting for us overseas in World War II?
He's not the one I had in mind, but you can't argue it. That's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm going to pull the race card.
Yeah, Hoppa just wanted his token on the ballot first thing.
Harrison's just divided the board.
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, man. All right. Patty takes, you are up next, and you can – these don't have to be in athlete specific or any specific order. You can pick any of your four at any time. You, my friend, Patty takes, are up the
board. Ooh, that's a good one. Let's go with my celebrity.
Ooh.
And I'm inviting, with the second overall pick in the 2020 death draft, Robin Williams. He's come to death.
Great pick.
Great pick. Wow. He was on my board.
He was on the big board. Because this is a people that are dead draft, we should do the opposite of the Trey Wingo and just say things that are inherently positive about the draftee. Robin Williams, his family, very much alive. In fact, everybody was here to celebrate him being drafted. Nothing but a happier day.
Drugs for everybody.
Jesus, Luke.
Liam, on. Boss man, you have the third overall pick. I know you've been studying all day. On the heavenly, the biggest of big boards, if you will.
Hallelujah. I have an extensive big board. An extensive, extensive big board. I didn't think my pick would make it to me, but I'm going athlete, and I'm going with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
It's not even just that. If you think about best dead basketball players right now, he's right there. You know, I don't know who you compare.
Dead basketball. Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's the two. Him and Wilt.
The best.
I would assume pretty soon Magic Johnson.
Patty.
Well, no, what I'm saying is you have that argument.
Don't worry, it'll also be a helicopter crash.
Okay, well, so I wasn't taking it there.
Edit that.
That'll like hurt my pick.
Hey, I'm applying for a job. If you could edit that out, I'd really appreciate it.
So my plan here is that like,
oh, but Sonny's a pilot.
So no, you got a competitive guy. He's gonna have some great stories at the table, and that's kind of what I'm basing my draft around: is who are gonna have the best stories. And Kobe's easy there.
That's a good one. No, he was my number one athlete. That was on mine. Yeah, so I like that pick, Liam.
Yeah, I can't believe he slipped to me there.
That's a good. That's value. You can't turn that down.
Alrighty, big takes number four. Any one of them? Any one of the categories for you? Go ahead.
Okay, so. My pick would have been Kobe. But the person I'm going to say here could fill the celebrity history or random. We're going to say.
Wait. Before you say it, you have to choose slot he fills first.
Yeah.
This is not an ace in blackjack.
I'm going to go with history. And it is one, since this is the heavenly draft, Jesus Christ.
It's a good
bait. I mean,
very
well done.
The whole premise of Christianity is that he came back to life. So is he really dead?
Oh, and he's with us and all of us.
Is that a veto, Harrison?
But he sits at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah,
which would be up in the big place.
Son of God, baby.
I think we allow it. I think we allow.
I think I would say let's give the. Holy school kid, as in Harrison, the final say on that, but it sounds like we're going to allow it.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I'll allow it. It's just a valid point.
I went to Catholic school through eighth grade and then went to a 4-year Catholic institution in college, baby.
I went to church.
Second church. All right, Shooter, you have the double pick on the end of this train. You get to have the first. You will have the last pick of the first round and the first of the second. You get to fill two spots, half of your board. Where are you going?
All right, I'll take my athlete first, a guy that I wasn't sure most of you guys would think of, but once I say it, I might get a good reaction. I'm taking Joe DiMaggio.
Thank God. All right.
Because he used, you know, he used to.
Thank God he's dead.
He used to hang around with Marilyn a little bit. He's probably got some stories there, and then. He was also a Sinatra guy, so lots of stories from old school New York.
Why not just have
Marilyn? You just named two celebrities that might have been more draftable.
No, I want DiMaggio because he's got both of them in his corner.
It's like drafting Frank Sinatra Jr. because he also knew Frank Sinatra.
I can't take Sinatra or Maryland as an athlete.
Also, her name is Marilyn, not Maryland. They're not a Big Ten school that he hung around with. Good Lord.
And then on my back.
She's not like hit with the ugly stick version of a Big Ten school.
You've got a wraparound?
Yeah, on my wraparound pick, I'm taking my celebrity and I'm taking Chris Farley. No explanation.
Actually, I already took my celebrity, so I don't care, but he was my other celebrity.
I had him down the big board there.
My doppelganger.
Shit. All right.
Before takes, you make your second. Should we, instead of the random category, should we do just fictional character?
Yeah, stop changing up the draft here, mid. I don't know what you're doing.
I'd say just leave it to random, and then at that point you can do whatever.
All right. Fine.
That's what it was originally.
So if Harrison wanted to draft Marilyn Monroe and Frank Sinatra, he could.
Yeah, he very well could.
I love how he's playing the transitive property game with this. Well, because Joe DiMaggio knew these people, it's like inviting all of them to
It's like just think of all the stories that DiMaggio has. You know, he's the greatest Yankee of all time, one of the best baseball players to ever live, and he hung around crowds with Marilyn Monroe.
Also Frank one of the Sinatra. Greatest baseball players to ever die. That is kind of the point of this.
I think the best story and the thing you'd love to hear the most is how Marilyn probably cheated on him with Kennedy. That joke didn't land.
And now look where both of them are.
That joke didn't.
I thought that was hilarious. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Good thing everyone we're offending are dead tonight. But, okay, so. Is it me?
What's up next?
Is it no, it's me. It's me.
Yeah, it's me, Jake, first.
It's been Luke for like the last 10 minutes.
I'm going with another actor. I think I could have gotten him later, but I like him here. I'm going with John Candy.
That was the Mitchell Trubisky of where he's good. He's serviceable. It's a great pick. But just not it. Not right now.
If anybody knows anything about Mitchell Trubisky in comparisons, I think it's Patty.
You comparing John Candy to Mitch Trubisky, you're going to hell for that, right?
Like, both of them have given me plenty of laughs over the last few years.
Okay. Well played. But, I mean, he's elite, man. He was the GOAT.
Not sure whether we're talking about John Candy or Mitch Trubisky.
Well, certainly not Mitch, man. Certainly not Mitch.
All right, move on. John Candy, I'm very sorry. That was your explanation? He's elite? Really?
Yeah,
God, dude. That Iowa brain really hasn't fully developed, huh?
Oh, man. That is coming to people hard tonight.
Yeah, man. I'm holding back.
For someone who did not prepare for this draft at all.
Patty just asserting himself as a villain of the draft league very early, and I like it.
Real douchebag, this guy.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up?
Me. Wanted him on here.
Okay, so I'm going with – I probably would have taken this guy one had I not known that Luke was right behind me wanting to take Kobe. So I went with – I'm going with the founder and one of the front men of the greatest rock band of all time, John Lennon.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, that's just – it's tough to argue that pick. And, like, if we're going to say, oh, who has stories, John Lennon has fucking stories, Harrison. Joe DiMaggio's stories suck compared to John Lennon's
stories. Is he your celebrity or random?
Celebrity. 100% celebrity pick.
That would have been really funny. When he was, like, our founder, I was like, did Brandon die?
Oh, I couldn't. Well, no, I don't want to talk about
– actually, today's Brandon's birthday.
Happy birthday to Brandon Morris, the founder of Student Union Sports.
No, but John Lennon, I have some pretty bad Beatles takes, and that's
I don't want to hear it.
I've never been a huge fan of their songwriting ability.
It's the worst angle to come at them from.
I mean, is it really that big of a slight to say somebody in the 1950s couldn't come up with something better than Yellow Fucking Submarine?
they developed as artists. If you really go through
have you ever seen the I'm gonna maybe we'll get copyrighted here. I'm looking up the lyrics to the song All Together Now.
No, they Paul McCartney. They have some very simple songs too. They needed their national hits that transcended language. So yeah, they had some simple songs.
Yeah. How about All Together Now? And it starts with 1, 2, 3, 4. Can I have a little more? 5, 6, 7.
You sound
eight,
good
nine,
just
ten.
Saying it. It sounds good. I love just you saying it.
A, B, C, D. Can I bring my friend to T? E, F, G, H, I, J. I love you. Bum, 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 ba, bum.
Donald and my
second
all
the
pick.
Ship. Bum, ba, bum. Chop the tree. Bum, ba, bum. Skip the rope. Bum, ba, bum. Look at me. And then it says all together now. 8 times in a row.
All I'm saying, hey,
did you just somebody else
transcendental
the Beatles?
Songwriting.
Somebody else could have written it. They didn't. They missed the opportunity. Take advantage where the money's at, man.
Oh, sure. Man. I just have never been a huge fan of, I should specify, of Paul McCartney songwriting.
I mean, I would have drafted Paul if he was dead, but John's the
Paul
dead
is
one,
dead.
So we went.
He's essentially.
Listen to Revolutionary 9.
That's fair. That one would have been contested, though. All right, but John Lennon, second pick. Who's next? All right.
Patty, you are next, and your second pick.
Second pick. You know who? All right. This is the true Mitch Trubisky of picks. Pat Tillman as my athlete.
Oh. That is a good pick right there.
Because I want to know what happened.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a
died.
Also, this is not what happened. That is not me making fun of the fact of what happened. I promise.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure that's almost exactly what happened.
Oh my god, guys, I hate this. Next. Next. Next.
Okay. Fine. I have the two wraparound picks. I have to fill out my last couple here. Definitely Lennon is all right. John Candy's all right for celebrity. I'm gonna stack and get us all of our celebrities taken. And maybe this probably isn't a good pick based off of age, but John Wayne.
Iowa boy, baby.
Oh, my God. I didn't know, and this is a small, quick anecdote. He has this car that's like a ghost car that like four people have died driving their cars. Like, his car was totaled in the wreck that he died in, and then there were like the parts were dispersed, and like there were like two or three other cars built, and two or three other like the two people that built cars out of part of the parts from his original car also died later in wrecks. So there's like this huge thing. If you like conspiracy theories or weird things, I guess that's not really conspiracy theory, weird things, go look up him and his car, John Wayne.
Draft him because of his ghost car?
No. Ooh. No, more on the acting career and like it being like the epitome of what we know as Hollywood's version of the Wild West. But
I like that.
I have a quick question for you. Is this John Wayne or no?
What?
You're asking who you picked?
Yeah, who is your pick?
Yeah, John Wayne.
John Wayne didn't die in a car accident.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure?
He had stomach cancer.
Uh-oh. Can we get some facts?
I'm pretty sure this ghost car is like a dream that you had. Speaking of dreams. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. No.
Perfect time for Hoppin' to freeze. Can't defend himself.
Taken up by one.
Hey, Siri. How did John Wayne die?
He died of stomach cancer.
John Wayne's cause of death was stomach cancer.
Who the fuck am I thinking of then?
Well, man,
I have no idea.
It's a good story, Hoppo.
Yeah, I mean, that was great, but that's just going to be... Okay, Harrison's going to have so much fun editing this one.
Yeah, he's going to hate us. Okay, John Wayne's still the answer, though.
James Dean.
Yes, maybe? I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking idiot.
No. So wait, who are you drafting?
John Wayne. I'm still taking John
Wayne. Okay.
I appreciate you sticking by it, you know? Takes a big man to admit they're wrong.
That's fine. Yeah, it was James Dean. Well, I think. Yeah, car accident. Yeah, it was James Dean. That's on me. oh, shit. Now I really franked myself with a second pick. Fuck. All right, John Wayne was a good one. Let's go in the... I think we're going to have to go in the random category. I really don't know. Does anybody want to trade picks? Now I'm shook. I am shook to my core.
No.
No.
Nobody.
We're going to let you suffer. Nobody. Pick your make your pick.
Oh, man.
Classic freeze tactic.
I think he unplugged his internet just so that he could get away from making this pick.
Fuck. I really wish. I'm going to have to come up with somebody. I don't really know.
Here, Hop, I can take it. So
you're hopping me?
No. Hop, Let me make a pick. You know what? In my random, you know, here's a good one. Here's recency bias for you. Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Solid pick. Can't argue the recency bias. Yeah, though. That's no, true. Can't.
I have a little recency bias left on my big board, too, so we'll see how that goes.
Is it my third pick?
Yeah.
You have your historic figure and your random left.
My historical figure is going to be Amelia Earhart. I want to know where she died.
That's so a pretty, yeah.
Are all, mystery. Of your, all of your picks died in the ocean. I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
She was like, how did you die?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to dinner. To get in, you just kind of have to tell me a couple of things.
Yep.
Name, date of birth, date of death, and how it happened. Well, hey, at least I'm interested in how they died. Hop is just creating ways that people died.
I am the Grim Reaper. Liam, you have your history and random also ready. What is your pick
here? I'm going to go historical figure, Julius Caesar.
You're about to say Julie Andrews.
No, could have gone that way, but no, going Julius Caesar. He fucking overthrew the Roman Republic. What more do you want? Great dude.
Only the Republic is nice.
Yeah.
That doesn't land either.
I didn't hear you. I mean, it doesn't land because no one can understand what you're saying.
Hop, I heard you, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like 85% sure I heard you right.
But no, great guy. He went out, conquered a bunch of shit for Rome, and then by the time he came back, all his soldiers were so loyal to him. Everyone was like, well, what the hell are we going to do? He's just going to take
too,
over the
Brute,
whole thing.
E2, Brute,
yeah. Well, yeah, that sucks. E2. Brutus is kind of a cocksucker for getting him like that, but, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, man. All right, Takes, you have your athlete or random spot. You've gone with two people whose initials are JC and Jesus Christ and John Candy. Will you the trend continue?
Oh, wow. I guess I didn't even realize that. No.
Chadwick Coseman.
I'm going to go with Nicole Simpson in my random category. And I think we all know why I'm picking Nicole Simpson here.
Who is Nicole Simpson? I thought it was Jessica Simpson when you said it.
No, O.J. Simpson's
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I think she's more infamous.
Well, yeah, I'm picking her because obviously I just want to look her in the eye and say, I want to hear her say, O.J. didn't do it because... I believe you, hon. Let's go. Let's ride.
Wait.
What a political stance to take during a fictional
draft.
The
best part about that is that Luke is saying this under the thought that he's going to be able to rise like one of his former picks 3 days later and be able to incriminate OJ with this evidence.
No, I'm on the.
I just gotta know.
He didn't do it, man.
Wait, he didn't?
I don't think he did.
Then why, if you're confident in this, then why are you wasting it?
Because somebody killed her. If it wasn't OJ, I want to know who.
Then why are you asking? Then why aren't you asking who did it? Why are you asking if OJ did it?
Oh, because nobody.
It seems
if some
like
bum,
that it was him.
If some homeless man off the street plugged her, what's the point? You know.
Holy shit.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, if it was anyone, it was Kate O'Keefe.
If she gets three words or one word, and again, I'll only ask her that one question, did OJ do it? And she says, no, I can sleep easy at night.
Do you currently not sleep easy over OJ?
Well, there's something wrong with my thermostat in my apartment, but I love my picture.
You can't see pictured behind Big Takes. It's his board with rope to every picture.
I love the pick there.
The picture of the glove being really small on your hand.
Oh, man, Shooter, you have to fill out the rest of your board with a historical figure and a random figure. You'll be the first board that's fully full. Please make your pick. I'm fucking crying.
Holy cow. So with my historical figure.
It's an awful pick, by the way. Just not going to play well on the graphic.
Oh, that'll play, buddy.
All right, it won't look well on the graphic. Like, nothing like that.
I can't even put Nicole Simpson on there. I have to put OJ's wife just so people know who I'm talking about.
I don't know. I think you got to put her name. I mean, I think
if we put the poll out on Facebook, all the old Iowa ladies will know who it is, but that's about it.
And then Hop is still going to win because he picked John Wayne.
Oh, fuck. Pull it together, fellas. Jeez.
Actually, you've been here before, guys. You need to get to the end of this draft.
Right, so my historical figure. Al Capone again. Ooh, because of everything he could tell me. And then for my random spot, I've got a few. Oh, I think I'm going to have to go with Neil Armstrong, just because I think the moon landing is something, if I could pretend. Yeah. If I could come back,
like 2015.
Yeah, if I could come back 3 days later, like big takes to prove OJ's innocent, then I want Neil Armstrong so I can come back and tell people if the moon landing was real or not.
It's a fair point.
I'm glad that you specified, because Neil Armstrong was also a Bears coach at one point.
Yeah, nobody.
Oh yes, everybody remembers the
different Neil Armstrong. Actually, he might have been a running back. That kind of goes to tell you how much I know about him.
Jeez.
Everybody remembers famed one-time Chicago Bear in some capacity.
They're like one and two when you search them on Google.
Oh, wait, no, he was the equipment manager. <I'm> kidding.
Former practice squad tight end Neil Armstrong died on Sunday. Oh, that didn't land either.
Oh, and also it was Neil Anderson.
So just that whole side rant is also fictitious. That's worse than the ghost car. Okay, who's next? Because I'm itching for my pick.
No. Neil Armstrong was a Bears football coach. Neil Armstrong was a football coach, Neil Anderson was a running back.
Thank God for the third page of Google. All right. Big takes, you have an athlete left.
Yeah, I had a couple options here. I could have gone Homer picks with Kirby Puckett or Niall Kinnick, but I'm going to go with another conspiracy-laden player, Shoeless Joe Jackson. I'm going to put him on the board.
Ooh,
yeah, because I want to know, man. I want to know if he got paid.
He did.
So, did he? Can you
actually
confirm?
By like every historical account, he was like one of the like only people on the roster who did not get it. It's fine. Yeah.
There's even entire musical about it called Damn Yankees, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
No, that's not Damn Yankees, whichever one it is. But still.
Yeah, so that's my pick. I'm
All right, Liam, you are left with your random category. It sounded like pre-draft, this is where you were going to make your money.
No. So I was really curious about it because it is a pivotal pick depending on what you draft. And I'm deciding not to go with a fictional character because I don't want to spoil anything for anyone. I feel like that's a good way to lose points. Wow. So I'm going with the real crowd pleaser here, Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter, as my random pick and my final pick.
Solid one.
Was it, Chief?
Yeah. That was a good hit right there, man. I didn't even think about him.
Steve, I mean, you know, maybe he'll bring, like, I'm picturing us all at a dinner table. That's how I'm drafting. Maybe he brings, like, some cool pets to the table. We all hang out.
Has a stingray cool head that took him on a steak.
Yeah, well, no stingray. Maybe we have him on the table. Yeah, you know, fry him up. Not sure how you prepare stingray, but we get a couple.
All right, Patty, you have the namesake, Pat Tillman, Amelia Earhart, Robin Williams.
It's the greatest LaShawn McCoy tweet of all time. R.I.P. my dog Tony Stark. Fictional character, I'm going with Tony Stark.
He was a good pick.
That's a pretty easy pick, and I just kind of didn't think it through. If I really had time to go through it, can I retract my pick?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa!
It's still my pick. What? I haven't given it up yet. And this guy was going to go from John Wayne to James Dean.
That's why I'm allowing it.
My random is going to be Johnny Carson.
Mm. Nice.
You just stole JC from Luke.
Oh, yeah, you did. Never mind. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, JC. Goddamn, those initials are all over the place tonight, aren't they?
He is the fourth person picked with those initials.
Luke could have went Jesus Christ, Johnny Carson, and you could have thrown Johnny Cash in there for your random and had a full JC party.
Oh, man.
Who was the athlete? Who's the athlete? Yeah,
all true. There's no athlete in there.
Last time I checked, Jesus didn't invent basketball. Unless
John Candy could have played offensive line for some NFL team. Dude was big.
Dude was big.
He's talking was.
All right. I am going to go with one of the few ladies on this list. In fact, only the third lady on this list for my historical figure.
Be better. Be better, guys.
I had one.
Shut up. God damn it. Now we can't even post this.
My historical figure. Yeah, we have to do the whole thing over now. My historical figure is going to be the late, great, beautiful in every way. Ruth.
Can't say that either.
Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, if
that'd be a good one.
If I was taking heat for my pick, I think he should take for my Nicole Simpson pick. I think he should take heat for that pick.
What?
What? Yeah.
What are you gonna get from dinner with Ruth Bader Ginsburg? She was alive for so long that there's nothing about her that you can't find out already.
Exactly. Wait.
Here's what Here's what I want to know. What about Luke makes Nicole Simpson comparable to somebody that they've made multiple movies about and was a Supreme Court justice for 400 years?
400.
Holy shit, dude.
We're done. We're done because all this turned into was how can we cancel Luke? And I'm pretty sure that we have all the material we need.
There's plenty of stuff out there.
Something that I have been trying to do since I started at Student Union was get Luke out of Student Union. And no. I think we have finally succeeded. No thanks to everybody else here.
Hey, man.
I understand where you two are coming from with her life was so long. But that'd be, like, you don't want to think about, like, the legal precedent that, like Roe versus Wade are some of the most important decisions in American history that have shaped the way that our country runs today, has shaped the way that especially a tumultuous 2020 has looked. You don't want to know anything about what went on in her mind from her point of view. I get you can go look at the voting record, but you don't want to hear the rationale. You don't want to hear the years and years of legal precedent that runs the veins of this country.
She came and spoke at Roosevelt my freshman year, and I got to go see her give that talk already in person, so I don't need it a second time.
Oh, man.
Just got draft pick cucked.
Look at Harrison here whipping it out.
First off, we're talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Liam's talking about getting cucked, and Luke just yelled, that
doesn't get said
out.
Doesn't get said in the same sentence very often.
No, certainly not.
Whatever. I think that rounds it out well. Here are the picks for everybody. I will read them aloud. Big Hoppa, Jackie Robinson, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, John Wayne, and Chadwick Boseman. For Patty Takes, we have Pat, the namesake, Tillman, Amelia Earhart, Robin Williams, and Johnny Carson. Liam had Kobe Bryant, Julius Caesar, John Lennon, and Steve Irwin. Big Takes goes Shoeless Joe Jackson, Jesus Christ, John Candy, and Nicole Simpson.
May have been the worst draft. Good God, Luke is the Ryan Pace of drafting.
He started strong with Christ, and then he finished with just so poorly.
Yeah, Shooter goes Joe DiMaggio, Al Capone, Chris Farley, probably one of the better picks of this draft, and Neil Armstrong. No, not the former Chicago Bear coach.
We sure
draft.
Yeah,
that'd be a hysterical thing. Just put it in parentheses right on the graphic. Neil Armstrong, Bears coach.
Oh, man. But, yeah, very strong draft. We'll see who wins. Fellas, I know we're putting you on the spot, but we have the segment we do every week, NFL's Biggest Winners and Losers. There's a game at halftime right now and a game between the Cowboys and Ravens tomorrow, but would you stay just a little bit longer for us?
I mean, yeah, I'll hang around. I got to go to the bathroom, but I'll hold it for you, Big Hop.
God, Harrison. This is a show. You are not in the privacy of your own home.
I literally am in the privacy of my own home. Thank you very much.
Simpson. Not in your home. Dude, he's the fucking Jeffrey Toobin of Zoom. He does not understand that just because he's in his own home does not mean that he can act like he's only in his own home.
Oh, man, you've never listened to the Hawkeye Tailgate Report, then?
No, I have not listened to the Hawkeye Tailgate
Report. Wow.
Well, I listen to the Hawkeye Tailgate Report.
I love you, Liam. That's why you're the best, man.
That's what I'm here for. I download it every week or every time there's an episode. But I will say.
Exactly. That's all you got to do. Support the guys, and then that's it.
All right. I'm going to go here first. My biggest winner, staying with the theme of own home, a biggest winner, unlike Nicole Simpson in her own home, being so lucky. Jesus.
That was a reach, too.
Yeah, that was. You're swinging and missing a lot, man.
It's the name of the game.
You're chasing.
It got Harrison. My biggest winner was the Miami Dolphins. They win ugly. That's what good teams got to do. Patty joined me for locker room. Tua did not look that great, but his numbers look good. I don't know. He's kind of confusing. It's been an ongoing theme, Tua and I, on lecture hall here. But Miami moves to 8-4. Xavier Howard gets ejected. They only allow 7 points to the Brandon Allen-led Cincinnati Bengals. And that defense could sneak a playoff win, but they got to get in first. Shooter, would you like – does anybody else have an NFL biggest winner?
Biggest winner is Chicago Bears fans.
Why is that?
I was going to say they were my loser.
Yeah.
No. Why? Bears fans are the winner here. We've wanted Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace out of town for a few weeks now, and the best way to do that was to lose like the Lions to the Lions. That was as Matt Patricia as a game that you could have had, and to do it against a team that just fired Matt Patricia was so perfect. I tweeted this out yesterday. You can follow me, PD Norton 3 on Twitter. I'm pretty good at that, you know. So, no, I tweeted out yesterday something along the lines of, why are people saying surprising and jaw dropping the fact that the Bears lost in the fashion that they did, when all we've done this year is complain about the play calling from Nagy, the passivity of the Pagano defense, and just the bad drafting of Ryan Pace, the bad roster construction from Ryan Pace, and the bad quarterbacking from Mitchell Trubisky. So why are we surprised that all of those things came to a head and in the most glorious way popped right for us all to see in that last 4 minutes and 33 seconds of the game? So the biggest winner of the week are Bears fans, because we finally know, or we finally really are certain that we've seen the last of these guys, at least at the end of the season, they'll be gone.
Interesting there. I think that's an interesting point, especially for somebody who I texted yesterday at 2:57 p.m. And said, I'm so sorry for you, and never got a response. So I had to imagine there's some self-wallow there, but some self-reflection seems to have done you good. Shooter, do you have a biggest winner, or do you want Liam or Big Takes to take it?
No, I've got it. My biggest winner is Greg Williams, because he finally doesn't have to coach the New York Jets anymore after getting canned after potentially tanking that last play against the Raiders, you know, bringing the house on a third, fourth down when all they needed a touchdown from like 50 yards away, and you rush everyone and they throw a Hail Mary right over your head. I mean, props to him if he wanted to get fired. The Jets were actively not firing anybody, trying to ensure that they lost, and whatever, he found the magic key to get out of New York. So props to that guy. Biggest winner, doesn't have to coach for the Jets anymore.
I would argue differently. Since being banned or getting suspended for
cheaters, say it.
I mean, not cheat. I mean, Bounty Gate or whatever you want to call it.
Cheaters.
The records,
hey, don't forget, Corey Wooten's the guy who ended Brett Favre's career. So fuck both of you guys.
Anyways.
Northwestern grad.
All right. Anyways, records for teams that have hired Greg Williams since 7-9 Titans, 7-9 Rams, 6-10 Rams, 4-10 Rams, 7-8-1 Browns, 0-16 Browns, 7-9 Jets, and 0-12 Jets. I'd argue Greg Williams isn't a good coach. Maybe he's done it himself, but we'll see if he earns another job going further. Liam, as a Patriots fan, do you have a biggest winner and biggest loser this week?
I was going to say Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots for my biggest winner. 45-0 win.
Quite literally the biggest point differential this week.
Yeah, and it also that's their biggest home loss. Justin Herbert specifically. You know, it's tough. It's tough for a young quarterback like that to deal with Bill Belichick. But that was embarrassing, quite frankly. And yeah, and I'm, you know, I've been critical of Cam all season, and I think the way that we're finding ways to win with him is impressive. I mean, he threw for only 69 yards. Nice. You know, granted granted he had, you know, we had that punt return, and then we had a blocked field goal for a touchdown. So it was kind of clicking everywhere we needed it to. So huge win for the Pats. And then, yeah, I'll double down and say Chargers and Justin Herbert are the biggest losers. So pretty cut and dry there.
Very literal. Luke, do you have a week 13 biggest winner and or biggest loser?
Yeah. So I actually got two winners and one loser here. I think the Giants, the oddest game all year, and they come out on top against one of the best teams in the NFC, like 17-12, I think, made Russell Wilson look like garbage, which is tough to do. My second winner is Justin Fields, because that loss by the Jets yesterday helps him secure a spot of not landing at MetLife Stadium come next fall, which is great for him. And then my loser, I know Greg Williams had a terrible play call, but that young cornerback, undrafted corner that was back there and got burned on a double move when the wide receiver was 15 yards away, his fucking career's done. Man, that guy won't see the field after the season's up. Jets keep losing. He'll play out the season, and then he's done. So shout out to
Lamar
Jackson.
A young cornerback is not going to see the field again in the NFL because he was on a Greg Williams defensively led Jets team.
Undrafted free agent. It's not
and
like
he's still playing in crunch time on an
or
NFL
the
field.
Jets.
Regardless of it being the Jets. The fact that he is in an NFL game in crunch time, even though he lets up that bad play, he will find himself on a team next year. Maybe it's the Jets. Maybe it's a different team. But the fact that you're like,
we prop at this.
Let's get the in sports book.
Yeah.
Do we know the guy's actual name?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, from Louisville, who was a highly, highly
don't
touted,
say recruited,
undrafted but... free No, highly touted undrafted free agent. Undrafted free agent out of where did he go to college?
He just said Louisville.
Hold on here.
And
Louisville had two Lamar Jacksons?
Yeah, there's
yeah,
just
did.
No way.
But he had an injury his senior year that prevented him from being drafted.
Ah.
He's a
all's
decent
I'm saying,
player.
All's I'm saying is that the Vikings defense has looked terrible in years before, and there's players that never saw the field after that season for any NFL team ever again. So don't be fucking surprised if Lamar Jackson isn't there.
Dude, Chris Conte got burned. Todd, let me tell you what. Chris Conte got burned against Randall Cobb in the regular season, week 17, 2013, against the Green Bay Packers. And guess what? He was still getting clowned down in Tampa Bay just a few years later. Todd, I don't think you're right here, all right?
Oh, hey, man. You guys are something.
Yeah, we're on the opposite sides. There's no figuring that out here.
Mark Jackson's fine.
For what it's worth, I would like to, since we did our draft and we're getting towards the end here, I would like to say we did notables that we maybe missed from this year. Rest in peace, everybody who has lost a loved one to the coronavirus. I am terribly sorry, and I hope that they are resting easily. Notables that we missed, Alex Trebek, Sean Connery, on the list as well. Greats like Eddie Van Halen. We also have John Lewis, Regis Philbin, plenty of many other notables that have lost their lives this year and that we will no longer be graced with their presence, whether it be in any any regard. Wilford Brimley died?
Yeah.
Outside of this year, we missed Muhammad Ali, too.
Greg Sager. I'm sure there's...
Fun fact, my neighbor, this crazy old lady, she'll never listen to this, so I'm feeling confident.
You never know.
Catherine, darling, if you're listening, I love you, babe. She is 97 years old. She's not really. I don't really know how old she is, but she's insane. Anyway, she has Muhammad Ali's Rolls Royce in her garage.
Oh. Patty is the 1%.
I'm not the 1%. She has two Rolls Royces in her garage. No joke. She has like a 5-car garage. That's like all underground. Very cool house. And two of them are Rolls Royces, and one of them was Muhammad Ali's. Next famous person to die. Who?
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Kevin Spacey. It'll be a shocker, too.
Yeah, that would be a shocker. My money was on, like, Bob Barker.
No,
but
well,
sure.
Yeah, it's the easy route to go with someone old, but I think it'll be someone who, like, parties too hard.
Kevin Spacey does not party too hard.
You don't know that.
Kevin Spacey's insane.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know who's kind of on the hot seat?
Liam.
Yes, Lee. Pat Sajak. I mean, if there's a year for all of the TV hosts to go between Philbin and Trebek already, Pat Sajak's probably been walking the earth a little too long.
If we're being honest, I don't like John Goodman's chances. We haven't heard from him in a while. He hasn't made a movie in a while. I don't think he's got – he's I don't
Philbin?
Think he's long for this world.
Oh, Regis Philbin. Duh. Fuck.
What?
No, I said John Goodman.
I know you said I know you said John Goodman, no. But I was stuck on Hoppe was like beside Philbin and Trebek. I just am not used to hearing Regis Philbin referred to as Philbin.
I figured that was pretty like across the board.
A big three
of TV hosts being dead, Pat Sajak. If there's a guy that probably owes the devil some souls or something like that, it's gotta be Sajak. Standing there, staring at Vanna for that long, for 30 years. I mean, I have some bad thoughts.
Dude, you are about to become a married man.
I am what I am. I don't know what you
are. Yeah, and you are about to become a married man. That is what you are.
I'm a dedicated father. I'm just saying, if you don't think that guy hasn't had bad thoughts about Vanna White, I mean, what are we doing here?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're canceling Hoppe now? Is that what this is?
I think we're all canceled.
No, I think Liam
saying,
myself.
Pat Sajak is gonna die this year.
I didn't.
Oh my dude, there are 24 days left in the calendar year, and you're like counting down. Pat Sajak better say his final goodbyes to his wife and kids. Someone's been ogling at Vanna a little too long, for God's liking.
All right, thank you, everybody. For joining us, Patrick Norton, you can check him out at Student Union. You can go to the campus cover and listen to his podcast that he does. Luke Myers, a.k.a. Big Takes, go check out the Hawkeye Tailgate Report. Even if you're not an Iowa Hawkeye fan, you can still listen to it. We will be betting beards this week, loser shaves, hopefully Iowa, as he said himself, and we have that recorded. Liam, our producer, our leader, who – is allows us to be so good at what we do, clearly, as you can tell. And thank you, Liam. You can check out his content, which is the entire Student Union Sports.com.
Yeah, check out the site.
Yeah, just go to the site.
Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, Shooter is here. Betty Takes, reminiscent of Nicole Simpson in her final moments.
Share
with me, Lecture Hall. Check out some. Liam left.
Liam's had enough.
Oh, man.
I also almost just burned down my house.
Yeah, this has been Lecture Hall. Thank you, people, for joining. Thank you for listening once again. Go check out GibbsGrooming.com where you can get beards like Luke's and I's. And make it look good.
Yep. Class is dismissed.